Welcome back to TechNet Edge and Happy New Year. We're excited to come back, bring you a lot of new episodes this year, hopefully at least 52. Maybe more when we're on site at the different events.
You just never know how many we're definitely planning on being at the events, but we'll still have the Edge show all in between.
And we have an exciting year. As you may know, a lot of big releases coming out this year with Microsoft, with System Center Technologies, Server Technologies, Windows Client, SQL. Pretty much everything. There's a new release in 2012, so it's going to be an exciting year for us. We want to bring you a lot of new information, and we're going to start by talking a little bit about some of the new private cloud releases that have just come out.
So the first thing that we have is a documentation update to System Center Configuration Manager 2012. As many of you know, we've had the beta and the RC now out for quite some time. If you are looking to deploy or migrate, we have that additional documentation now so you can make sure it all works.
Great. Well, from my side, I want to talk a little about System Center Service Manager. So a lot of people, they're not as familiar with Service Manager and exactly what it can do, but it's basically your IT department's key utility for managing computers, managing problems, managing incidents, and then being able to quickly go and resolve them. So what's just come out is this new update. It's the Service Manager 2012, and it's the beta edition of their GRC Process Management Pack, so governance, risk, and compliance. And what this essentially has is 400 templates, 400 baselines, covering all different types of pre-established compliance and regulatory components. So for example, they have FISMA, they have PCI, they have FedRAMP, and you can basically scan the entire environment, see which computers are non-compliant, and then go and bubble up those computers in reports. So you realize, hey, I've just deployed some new servers, they're no longer compliant. At least I now know that I need to go and take some corrective action with them. So if you want to go and download this, it is available today. As a beta download, you go to aks.ms/grcbeta. That's aks.ms/grcbeta. But that's not all. There's some additional private cloud System Center 2012 releases that happened over the holiday period as well. And one of my favorite new technologies, Orchestrator, has just released one of its first integration packs. So with System Center Orchestrator, this allows you to deploy and customize a series of automated workflows. So something happens, you want to take some corrective actions, you resolve it. And again, fully customizable. And the way they customize it is they deploy what are called integration packs. So integration packs are essentially a module full of PowerShell commandlets that you can use to drag and drop in your workflow designer to actually go and create this end-to-end workflow. And the one that's just been released is for Active Directory.
So what are some cool things you can do with AD, or how might you use this?
Pretty much everything. They cover all of the Active Directory PowerShell commandlets. So this is creating users, creating groups, creating computers, moving users into OUs, deleting groups, moving computers into OUs. Pretty much everything you need.
You skip the PowerShell, do some wizards, and now you can automate all of these Active Directory tasks.
Exactly. So what's a good example we always get asked? Why would I want to, you know, have an automated workflow using Active Directory? So best way that we see using this is you have a dynamic data center, you have a private cloud, you have these multi-tiered applications that are built up with virtual machines. You've gone and deployed these VMs to the world. But now we need to protect them. We need to regulate who has access to them, what services can use them, and then how they're managed by different administrators. So using this PowerShell automation with Orchestrator, you can simply say, as soon as my new service has been deployed, go kick off a workflow and go and secure all of these different tiered virtual machines. So maybe your front-end tier, not secure, it's open to the web. Your middle tier, maybe that's managed by a specific group of administrators. Maybe your back-end tier, all of those computers must be in a specific organization or unit. Use an orchestrator with this integration pack. You can automate all of this every time you go and deploy the service. So it's really just going to simplify the end-to-end data center management for your private cloud or really any type of data center deployment.
Another one that I was thinking of is if for those customers who are maybe are not using Forefront Identity Manager to automate the creation of users and things like that, identities in your environment, you could, you know, if you have all your users that you know of a certain type. You could automate the, you know, when new users are created, you know, you could transfer them into different OUs, or you have, you know, when you join computers to the domain, they go in the default bucket. You could automate, you know, moving those around into different places.
Excellent example. And I mean, Active Directory administration, let's face it, it can be tedious. You know, you have so many computers, so many users in the environment. If you automate this, it eliminates that user error, makes your day-to-day job easier. So if you want to go and download the beta, it is available today. That is at aka.ms/scoad for System Center Orchestrator Active Directory. So once again, aka.ms/scoad. Now, great segue to my interview that I have with Kenan Owens. We're actually going to be talking a little more about how we go and monitor our fabric, our infrastructure. So kind of tying that back with Orchestrator, you know, we've gone and deployed this service. We now use Orchestrator with this integration pack to secure all the different tiers. How do we then monitor it to really keep it healthy, keep it up and running? And we're going to go and explore this in the next segment. Welcome back to the show. I'm Simon Perriman, and I'm here with Kenan to talk a little more about the private cloud fabric. Now, last time, actually just a few weeks ago in episode 6, Kenan was here, and we discussed how we actually go and deploy this private cloud fabric, primarily using Virtual Machine Manager 2012. Now we're going to take it a step further, and we're going to say, after we've deployed it, we've got our services running for a while, what do we do to keep it up to speed? How do we monitor it? How do we continue to maintain it and keep it healthy? So first, Kenan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Welcome, everyone. My name is Kenan Owens, and I'm a technical product manager on the System Center team focusing on the private cloud and especially the private cloud infrastructure.
So let's talk a little more about what we're going to talk about today, okay. What we're going to show. So tell me a little more, what are some of the improvements we have around monitoring the private cloud fabric and the private cloud infrastructure?
With the private cloud, we're focusing mainly on the application or the services that you provide to your customers. And with that, the underlying private cloud infrastructure is extremely important for making this work. You have your infrastructure components like your disks, your computers, your storage, and your networking. And each of those components, when you bring them together, you created that private cloud, which we talked about last episode. Well, once we have that private cloud created, we've deployed services on top of it. Now we need to make sure that those services are continuously updated as updates occur, as problems get notified, or as we get notified of problems. And we also need to monitor both the underlying physical infrastructure as well as those virtual machines that are running on the private cloud to ensure that we're getting and meeting the SLAs that we promised our customers.
So what are some of the new enhancements or new components that we're monitoring inside the fabric?
So on the private cloud infrastructure, we're monitoring the computers like we've always done before, but we've added inside of our operations management capability the ability to manage in box the networking environment. So you can see all the different switches and routers and those types of things and get detailed information about the machines that are connected to them. If you do have problems connecting to a machine, you can now trace it back to, oh, which switch is having the problem or something like that. So we can show you a little bit about that. We've also made enhancements, and we talked about it in episode 6, about these services, and that the service is a collection of virtual machines that are put together and tied together integrally, but you may need to update them. So I'll show you how we can take that same service and we can update it to make changes if we, say, notice that our performance is lagging or we need more resources because we're hitting a busy time of the month or something like that.
Great. Well, let's take a look at that. You have your demo machine here. So maybe first show us, you know, what are we looking at here, and then what are some of the new things that we're exploring?
Excellent. So this is System Center. This is Virtual Machine Manager, which is a piece of System Center. And inside of Virtual Machine Manager, we have the ability to create these things called VMs and services. A virtual machine, like everyone knows, is a virtualized compute environment, but a service is bringing multiple tiers of those virtual machines together because applications usually have like a web tier, maybe an application tier, and a database tier on the back end. And we see here we have this finance application, and it has multiple tiers. It has a business logic tier, a web tier, a SQL tier, and another application tier. And in this web tier, we can see we have three different virtual machines, web 4, 5, and 6, that are performing the low balance web service for this application. Well, if we look at the tier, we see in this tier that the service has only 512 megs of memory. But in this example, my business unit just told me, hey, these machines are running a little slow. We need to bump up the memory to 1 gig of RAM for each of these machines. Well, how can I do that without bringing down the entire service? with VMM 2012, we have this concept called upgrade domains, where we can bring down pieces of the service and push the updates down to those pieces without bringing the whole entire service down.
So let's just be clear. We're not talking about hot add memory on a specific VM, but since we're doing it across a tier, multiple redundant VMs, we can bring one down at a time. The others stay up, so the service maintains availability.
Exactly.
That one then will come back up, you bring the next down, and then the third down.
Exactly. And we've already gone through part of the process for setting this up. So I took this, that service was built off of this finance application. And the finance application, I've already made a copy of it and updated the release version to 1.5. Now what I need to do is go into the designer and make my changes to the VM template that I want to update. In this case, it's the web tier. So if I right-click on the web tier here and I choose the properties, what I'm going to do now is go in and make changes to that underlying hardware configuration. It's basically I'm taking out the 512 megs of RAM and I'm going to pop in a gig of RAM for this machine. So if we go to the memory section, we see we start at 512. It can increase to a gig, but they want us to start at a gig of RAM and be able to bump it up to 2 gigs of RAM using the dynamic memory capabilities of Hyper-V. In 2008 R2 Service Pack 1, we can do that.
Now, do you have to change this once for each VM or just once for that series of VMs?
Changed the template once for that tier, and it will apply it to all the virtual machines within that tier. So it makes it that I don't mess up when I fat finger one of those
you forget
virtual
one
machines,
of them,
or I
right.
forget one, exactly. And what we can see down here is that this virtual machine go up. It has an upgrade domain of 1. We're going to bump that up to 2 to 3 upgrade domains. And what that'll mean is that we'll only bring one of these virtual machines down at a time as we do the update. So after I've finished those changes, I do a save and validate of this service template that I've updated. And then what we'll do is we'll publish that and be able to then push that update down to the applied service.
So what exactly was validate checking? Is that to make sure that you haven't misconfigured anything? Just a safety guard?
Exactly. It's a safety guard. It ensures that I didn't try and add a new service or a new application that we don't have resources in the back end to support, as far as maybe I don't have the app created or something in there. So with this finance app, what I'm going to do is I'm going to publish it. And at this point now, we should be able to go and click over to the service, refresh it, and see that we have an update available for it.
Now, when you've said publish this, this doesn't mean that all of these VMs are going to suddenly go offline, come online. You actually then have to go and invoke it once the update's available, right?
Exactly. So right now we see that we're running finance app service template on template version 1.0. If I refresh this template, it'll tell us, hey, there is a new release available. So at that point, I can right-click on the virtual machine, I can set the template, and choose which template I want to use. So I'm going to replace the current template with an updated version of this template for the service, and I see I have 1.0 and 1.5. I'll choose 1.5, and then we'll click through the next steps, which are, it'll look at all the different settings that we have and ensure that everything we have doesn't change for the next deployment. We'll also look and see that how we want to do these updates. Do we want to do it in place, or do we want to deploy a brand new VHD file for these virtual machines? I'll say do it in place, and then let's apply these settings right now. So once this thing comes up, if anything, we wanted to change a specific value to set up one virtual machine to another or something on the tier, we can do that. We don't need to change any of these because we're not going to bring down anything but the web tier. So everything should be okay. And let's apply those changes. And what we'll see is that the virtual machines in the web tier, because I only had one upgrade domain before I started this, it's going to bring all the virtual machines down this time. But any changes later on, since I'll have 3 upgrade domains, it'll bring down one at a time to keep that thing up. And so that was one thing, because when I created this, I didn't include the upgrade domain. It had to make a change now, but before or next time, I'll be able to do this at one at a time.
So what exactly is an upgrade domain? You've mentioned this a few times. Let's elaborate on that.
Right, so that upgrade domain is taking this tier of service and dividing it by the number of upgrade domains. So if I have three VMs and I have three upgrade domains, it'll create three upgrade domains with one VM in each, and it'll bring one down at a time as it's updating those systems. So those are things that we can do within the services that allow us to do updates and manage our services better. Instead of having to go to each different machine and make changes, we can push it at a tier level and push it down to all the different machines.
Now, how is this scoped? You know, let's say we have a delegated administrator that only has access to a specific cloud or a specific service. Can you delegate that that admin can only touch a certain group of VMs?
You can, and that is done through the cloud access controls. And I can do that at the cloud level or at the user role level. And in the settings under user roles, I can set up who has access to what different accounts. So I have a finance users and an HR admin users, and I can also create both delegated admins or self-service users, and they can only manage the different virtual machines that they have permissions to see. And that's done under the scope, all using Active Directory to figure out who has access to those machines, and then I can give them actions. And those actions, like I have deploy from template, but I don't have author check. So he could deploy a pre-created service, but he couldn't author a brand new one. And I can give him granular and revocable privileges here.
A lot of flexibility and granularity.
Exactly. And that's part of the private cloud, of making sure that the right people get access to the right resources. But the other thing I need to do is ensure that those resources stay up and are available for my customers. And that's where monitoring comes into play.
Now, we talked a little bit about the network monitoring. Could you show me a little more about exactly how we do that?
Absolutely. First thing I want to show you as we're moving to that is that within Operations Manager, we have the ability to push the data from VMM into Operations Manager. So I can monitor from a centralized location how my virtualized environment is running as well. So if I look at the Virtual Machine Manager view inside of Operations Manager, I can see how my servers are running and whether they're performing okay or not. I can also look at those services that I have deployed. And in this case, I have, in this environment, two different services that are deployed, and each of those services are running okay. If I want to, I can pull up the diagram view and see the different tiers of those services and then drill down into those for the different virtual machines that are deployed. So I have this integration from VMM into Operations Manager, and I can see all the different changes. The other thing, like we said, is that I can see things like how the network is performing built into Operations Manager. So I have this ability in network monitoring to see the a summary dashboard. And this will tell me kind of a quick view as to what's running okay and what's not necessarily performing as well. I can look at who's the people that are running performing more slowly or something like that, and then really focus in on the troublemakers. And I see that there's one interface that has the highest utilization over the past 24 hours. So maybe I want to investigate, why does he have a high utilization state? Well, I can drill down into that machine, and I can look at what's connected to that machine itself. And I clicked the wrong button there, so let me pick up the right one here. Under navigation, under network vicinity dashboard, I can bring up that switch and all the different devices that are connected to that switch. And we can see that there are a couple devices connected to that switch. And I may want to know, how does this switch connect with some of my other boxes over there? Well, I can bring out the hops from 1 to 2 to 3, all the way up to 5 different hops from this particular device.
And this will expand the network view?
Exactly, expand the network view and show me how this particular switch connects with other switches within my network. And I can see where things are connected. I can also take one of these switches here and I can drill down into it. Look at the properties of this switch. If it's one of the switches that we support, you can get port information. You can see which hosts are connected to which switch, so you can make correlations if things are disconnected. I can even go into the switch and look at, say, the health of that switch and look and see if there are any problems going on with that switch. And when I do that, if there is a problem, I have this knowledge where if there is a problem, I can look at the knowledge and maybe it'll tell me how to fix that problem, and I can go and fix it and then recalculate it. All the stuff you've done with Operations Manager before on the server side, you can do a lot of now of that with the network side as well.
Wow, very nice. So which switches do we support?
there's a large list. I mean, it's a lot of your switches from Cisco or Foundry. I believe things like F5 and stuff. We have a whole list of which switches are supported. It's more than I can just rattle off the top of my head. The nice thing is, if we don't support the switch, if we can do SNMP calls to it, we can at least connect to it and browse it and get some information. And even if we don't have access to that switch, we can do things like ping that switch. Say it's a point of presence from your hosting provider, you can at least ping it to make sure that you can connect to it. At least that way you can see whether it's alive or not, those types of things. So we give you a lot of capabilities there.
Nice. Now, we had some similar functionality in Operations Manager 2007, but that required a custom management pack, is that right?
Right.
What's so, kind of different here?
I think probably the major difference here is that it's built into Operations Manager, and it also works with multiple different types of switches. It's not switch dependent, where most of the things that you would download there would be for, say, a Cisco switch or something like that.
So a lot of flexibility, no additional downloading,
exactly.
Things to deploy, configure. And what if there isn't a switch that we support and one of the customers have? Do they still have the ability to author a custom management pack?
Anybody within Operations Manager can author custom management packs, but they could also, if the switch vendor has a management pack, they could pull that management pack in and use that as well for monitoring that particular type of switch.
So there pretty much shouldn't be any limitations around the networking devices they can monitor.
Exactly. As long as they can connect to it, they can at least see if it's alive. And this allows them to correlate between their physical infrastructure and the networking environment. If the application services are running on top of that, you'll be able to pull all these things together and really see how your private cloud is performing. I know you're going to have a session later on where you're talking about application performance monitoring, and we'll go more deeply into that piece of it there.
Very nice. Well, thank you for your time. I mean, this is a great story showing us these new monitoring abilities, the integration between Operations Manager, Virtual Machine Manager. Are there any calls to action for our audience?
So the System Center 2012 has all of its products are at least in beta, if not in release candidate stage right now. So I would say go and download them. Start with the tools that we've talked about today with VMM and with Operations Manager to get that underlying private cloud infrastructure configured, deployed, and monitored. And then you can start moving into the Service Manager and the orchestrator pieces of it, as well as the App Controller and the application views that we'll be talking about later. The other thing is we have a private cloud community evaluation program where we are talking about how all these things fit together in much more detail, showing many more demos. And that, I believe, you have the website for that.
That's right. That's aka.ms/CEP. For customer evaluation program.
Exactly. And inside there, we do have a lot of content where we talk about each of these things that we're talking about in this TechNet Edge in much greater detail. And then we give you some homework that you can do so you can really build your private cloud step by step.
Great. Thanks again for your time. Great demos.
My pleasure.
Great solution. And I'm sure many of our customers will be using it soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was one of my favorite interviews. I thought we showed some great stuff there with the integration with the different System Center products, and then just long-term management of, you know, not just the servers anymore, but also the networking components.
It's very cool. Managing Cisco routers all within our own deal there, right?
Pretty easy, pretty straightforward. Now, next week, I believe you're the hosting. What's on the agenda?
That's right. Well, of course, as usual, consumerization of IT is the area I'm covering. But more specifically, I'm going to be doing an interview with Jeremy Chapman, and we're going to be talking about productivity on all kinds of different devices. So that'll be a fun one. And then, of course, if you want to know more or have any kinds of other shows from us, feel free to send us a tweet at TNEdge or just comment right on this video.
Thanks a lot.